Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the White House Family Devotions. It is so good to have you this morning. We live in a topsy-turvy world, and so we need to pray to God. Robert Velarde said, "We are so used to the hectic pace of our daily lives that it becomes difficult to fit one more thing into our schedules. Unfortunately and sadly, when it comes to family Bible study or family devotions or family altar, it should not be viewed as one more thing, but as a central focus of our devotion to God. It is a parental responsibility commanded by God, and it also provides a wonderful opportunity to help build and strengthen bonds between family members." Amen, somebody. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we acknowledge our weakness. We acknowledge our can't-do-ness without you. For you have told us very clearly, without you, we can do nothing. And so therefore, you have commanded us to pray always. For we will not make it, we will not be successful in life in a spiritual sense. We will not be able to handle life without you being involved daily and throughout the day. And so, Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for leading us and commanding us to pray as an individual, to pray as a family, to pray as a church. Someone asked the question the other day, why we don't pray more in church. What a powerful question. What great insight you gave that person. For your church, you have said, is the house of prayer. And Holy Father God, help us to pray more. We individually confess our sins unto you, as we must do, but because we're not perfect individuals at all. And so help us to be honest about our sins, our failures, and our faults. And to tell the truth, to stop lying to you, to stop lying to others, to stop lying to ourselves, the person we face in the mirror each day, being nothing but a hypocrite, a phony, and a fake. Help people here in this family and others who are participating around the world, live and then on demand, to face the music, so to speak, to face the fact that they have sinned against you. And the problem in their lives, the reason why they don't have any peace, the reason why they don't have any joy and contentment is because they have sin in their lives that they refuse to confess and repent of and turn away from. Sin has always been the problem. There are no other problems other than sin. And so, Lord, I pray that you would help us to be honest and confess our sins, our failures, and our faults. Or we're going to be like that hamster in that on that treadmill, always moving and going and jerking around and not getting anywhere. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would wash our sins away in the blood of Christ as Christians And then, Lord, for those who are not saved, their problem is sin as well. And they have a bigger problem because they have not trusted you, Lord Jesus, as Savior. So have your Holy Spirit to motivate us to witness to others by any means necessary. And have your Holy Spirit to move upon the hearts of those who are lost. All at the same time. And then, Lord, do that wonderful thing that you do and that only you can do. Because I would not be saved today if it were not for you. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would crush our flesh and the old man within us as Christians and fill us with the power, the unction, and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Help us to walk by the power of your Holy Spirit today in every area of our lives and not fulfill the lust of the flesh, including in our marriages and in our family life, for the battle is being fought at home, not just at the church. And the church is losing ground because the people in the families are losing ground, thinking that they can live one way as a family and raise Cain and Hell in the family and then think that that's not going to carry over to the church. And our churches are being destroyed because our families are being destroyed. And so, Lord, we pray that you would help us to practice charity at home and not be the kind of person who loves everybody at the church but hates everybody at the house. Lord God in heaven, we pray that you truly lead us, guide us, and direct us throughout this day. Be with us all the way. Help us to be with you all the way. Help us to pray without ceasing. I praise you that our family, our entire family, through text, yesterday had one of our better days of praying without ceasing together, wherever we are. And Lord, I thank you for giving us a mind to remind each other with your holy word and with loving words to pray without ceasing. Help us to do that again today. And I pray that you would continue to give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And this is the beginning point, not the ending point. And we pray that you would cast out the devil, his demons, and his hosts, and the satanic spirit of Judas, betrayal and sabotage and pride out of certain ones. Yes, Lord, even in our families and in our churches. And Lord, you know who they are. You know who the Judases are, the phonies, the fakes, the hypocrites, the people who are truly not saved, but and they secretly hate your church and hate your families and hate your work. And they are secretly for such abominations as homosexuality, adultery, fornication, and they think it's okay. And Lord, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, they're secretly for other sins as well, such as drunkenness and pride and stubbornness and meanness and lying and covering up things and hiding things. And so, Holy Father God, you have their number, and you've given some of us grand discernment to have their number as well, to protect the church and the family. And we thank you for that. And we have our eye on them, and because of you. And so, Holy Father God, we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, help us to continue to obey by allowing them to grow the wheat with the tares. And so, Holy Father God, we pray for the salvation, spiritual, family, financial, material, physical, life blessings, Lord, upon our family extended, our clients, our churches, and our people who have gotten saved through the ministry, our people who have rededicated their life through the ministry, our people who have emailed in for prayer, and our people who have heard the gospel. Lord, have your Holy Spirit to not give them rest until they come to know you as Savior. We cast all of our cares upon you, for Lord, we know that you care for us. Lord, I thank you for my green tea this morning. And I thank you, Lord, for my coffee on yesterday. Thank you, Lord, for the green drink, that juice drink that you have provided this morning. Thank you, Lord, for the food that you provided our family. And we pray that you bless us with our daily bread today. Deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. If we're honest, we all have temptations. And sometimes we fail, and I pray that you would forgive us of our sins. Deliver us from temptation today, and give us sweet victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. And Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless us with your favor, for it is the greatest thing in the world. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray, and for his sake, amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, some of us are going to recite the Apostles' Creed. Some of us are going to read the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God. Don't say this if you don't believe it. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. If you don't believe this, don't say it. But if you believe it, let it change your life afresh and anew, and again this morning. He descended into hell for you and me. The third day he arose again from the dead. He was seen alive by Mary Magdalene and the other women, the disciples, and over 500 brethren. By the way, by the grace of God, I've added this part to the Apostles' Creed, that which I just mentioned. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen, somebody. Please join us in reading our devotional passage from the Holy Word of God. One of the greatest privileges you'll ever have in this world is to read the Bible. You say, "Preacher, what's in that bottle? Don't you worry about it. This is cold water, that's all." I got it from my daughter's wonderful opportunity and privilege and blessing. It keeps the water cold. Anyway, devotional passage, Psalm 20. The Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. Are you in trouble today? You probably are. So pray to God. Give it to him. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfill all thy petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Amen, somebody. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. Let the King hear us when we call. And the church said, Amen. Matthew Henry wrote in his commentary regarding this passage, he says, this psalm is a prayer for the kings of Israel, but with relation to Christ. Even the greatest of men may be much in trouble. Neither the crown on the king's head nor the grace in his heart would make him free from trouble. And if that's the case for the king, that's the case for you. Even the greatest of men must be much in prayer. Amen, somebody. Even the greatest of men must be in prayer. That includes presidents and governmental leaders, people who have great giftedness to do things. Believers triumph in God and his revelation of himself to them, by which they distinguish themselves from those that live without God, my God, in the world. Those who make God and his name their praise may make God and his name their trust. Where's your trust this morning? In Christ's salvation, let us rejoice and set up our banners in the name of the Lord our God, assured that by the saving strength of his right hand, we shall be conquerors over every enemy. Amen. Please join me in praying for governmental leaders. It is our duties as Christians, it is our duty rather as Christians to pray for our governmental leaders. We don't have to get all involved with what our politicians and governmental leaders are doing. And I will say to you, beloved, you need to put your trust in the Lord and not allow yourself to get all caught up in the political fray and let it disturb your emotions and your mind. I will say to you very honestly, there's something wrong spiritually if you're more caught up in politics and what's going on in Washington than you are in your church. Your duty is to pray for the governmental leaders. The Bible tells us so. God has commanded us to do so. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks, all kinds of prayer, be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. We need to do this so that you can do what you do. Everybody's got their thing. I hope that you do, that you love doing, and you help other people by doing it. And you make an income by doing it, and so that you can enjoy your weekends or whatever you like to do. If you want that to happen, you need to be praying for the president and the administration and the government, and not complaining and whining and all this other foolishness that's going on today. Christians. So join me in praying for our president. And we need to pray for the next president. And we need to pray, should have prayed for the previous president, if you have not done so, if you did not do so. Holy Father God, we pray for salvation, spiritual life, blessings upon our president, President Donald Trump. We pray for leadership, guidance, direction, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, insight, and discernment for him and all who are in government, for they need it. And we pray these same blessings upon Mike Pence and his family, First Lady Melania Trump. Remember, those of you who have cameras, pray silently. Second Lady Karen Pitts, presidential aides such as Special Counsel Ann Donaldson, leaders of federal agencies, the Election Assistance Commission, Executive Director Brian Newby, state governors, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, city mayors, Jacksonville, Florida Mayor Lenny Curry, U.S. Senators and Representatives, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth, police chiefs, San Antonio Police Chief William McManus, sheriffs, Cook County, Illinois Sheriff Thomas J. Dott, who needs extra prayer there in the Chicago area. And Holy Father God, we pray for all law enforcement officials. We thank you for the men in blue or whatever color they wear, for stepping up and stepping out to protect others. And when we don't need them, that's a good thing. When we do need them, that's a very good thing. And we thank you, Lord, for them and their ministry. I thank you for my local police officers and sheriff and sheriff deputies and the wonderful job they've done in our county and our city in almost destroying crime. And I give you the glory, praise, and honor for them. We pray for the leaders of nations around the world. We pray for Austrian President Alexander Van der Bellen and Chancellor Christian Kern. Lead, guide, and direct them with a leadership anointing as well. And Holy Father God, we pray for church leadership. The first estate, as far as I'm concerned, church leaders are to be your humble leaders of the entire world. We help in leading even presidents and prime ministers, and we pray for them. And so, Lord, help us to do our job so the problem is not always government. The problem oftentimes is the church. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins. Be that as it may, bless the leaders of the National Missionary Baptist Convention of America, Vice President at Large Lewis Jones, and lead, guide, and direct him. Revive the churches that they preside over, and revive the convention, and use them to turn urban communities everywhere upside down. We pray for current events around the world. We pray for those who have been affected. I have not heard this morning if there were any who died in this awful, might be another terrorist attack. For none of us have seen a building burn like that before. I do not believe. And so we pray for the families who have lost their home, who, and the family, more importantly, families, more importantly, who have lost loved ones. We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the return of stability to the country of Venezuela, resolution of the shortage of food and essential products, and we pray for a new government there to bring peace before that spreads across the region. Right below us here in America. Lord, we pray for Chinese Christians who were arrested and had their church building demolished last week. Comfort them as only you can. We pray for leadership, guidance, and direction of the Southern Baptist Convention, their conference, and that they would do good things and do right things. Thank you for their transparency and their honesty. We believe, Lord, that all Christians ought to be transparent and ought not to be hiding things, but tell the truth. And we thank you for the Southern Baptists setting that example in some ways. We pray for the families of over 700 people who have died from the cholera outbreak in Yemen. Lord, we do not even have a concept of that in our minds, and we don't know what those people are going through. We pray that you would strengthen the families that have been affected and heal the over 100,000 who have been infected. We pray for the families of three soldiers and three citizens killed in Afghanistan, that you'll comfort those families as only you can. We pray for the families of over 600 people, or rather 60 people, killed by Boko Haram suicide bombings in Nigeria. Lord, unspeakable crimes and evil that's being done in this world, as you know better than we do. Some of these things, sadly, don't even come to the light. And so, Holy Father God, we pray that you would comfort these people as only you can and save those who are lost. Save those even in Boko Haram, for you have the power to save, as well as in ISIS and Al-Qaeda, for you have the power to save. And if they don't get saved, they will go to hell. Lord, we pray for the provision of food and clean water to 20 million starving people in South Sudan famine. We pray, Lord, for the peace of Jerusalem and Israel, and bless the modern-day David Benjamin Netanyahu to lead that great country. And Lord, we pray for the persecuted Christians around the world, that you will give them courage and grace in their trying hour. In Jesus Christ's name, we do pray for them. We commit these souls into your hands. Let your will be done in their lives. We also pray for the prayer requests that have come into us. We pray for Anoja. Please deliver him from perverted thoughts and actions. And deliver thousands of others from perverted thoughts and actions. For these people make the news every day, unfortunately. And sadly, we pray for Gary. Please save his wife. Help her not to be angry and help her not to believe everything people say about him. Heal Gary of his disability, chronic pain, and memory loss. We pray for Martina. Please have Nick to come to know you as his Savior. Please improve his hopeless situation and touch his heart. We pray for Bill. Please bless him with a pastoral opportunity. We pray for Patrick. Please save him and his family. Deliver them from violence and confusion and foolishness. Please heal them of psychological sickness. Help him to be able to live a normal life and get married. Be with his mother and father. Protect them from the devil and the world. Holy Father God, we pray for Muhammad. Please bestow health and happiness to all mankind is his prayer request. We pray for his salvation and the salvation of millions around the world. And Lord, we pray for Marie. Please provide her and her family with a new house that meets their needs. Have them to find favor with people and have the paperwork to go smoothly. We pray, Lord, for Esther. Please bless her life and be with her, her son, her husband, and her mother, as well as Veronica and her children. Bless them with the money they need. Lord God in heaven, we pray for Mary. Please help her and her sister to pass their examination and to do well. We pray for Doreen. Help, or rather heal her sister, who is under treatment for depression, and save her soul. We pray for Marilyn. Please give her a godly husband. Help her to be a godly wife. We also pray for people who have trusted you as Savior through this ministry. We pray for Isaiah, Abraham, Truzilla, Hines, Batingo, Edna, and Peter. Help these all to grow in the faith and be the strong Christians you want them to be. We also pray for people who have recommitted their lives to you through this ministry. As you know, Lord, I do not give an invitation. I gave my first one the other day, but regularly I do not. But people, ever since we have started, have who are already saved, have come back to you. I find it very interesting that so many people who have been saved have backslidden on you. But we thank you for those who've come back, and we pray that you'll help them to stand firm and strong and not go back into the world. We pray for Constant. We pray for Margaret. We pray for Shinui. We pray for Josephine. We pray for Mabina, and we pray for Stephen and Michaela. We commit these souls into your hands, Lord. Let your will be done in their lives. In Jesus Christ's name we do pray, and for his sake, amen. At this time, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do our devotional reading. Today titled, Seeking God with All Our Heart by A.W. Tozer, one of the greatest devotional writers in the history of the church, as far as I'm concerned. And he's another brother who goes deep by the grace of God. So pay close attention. Any Christian, he says, who desires to at any time experience a radical spiritual renaissance, and this altogether independent of the attitude of his fellow Christians. The important question now is how. Well, here are some suggestions which anyone can follow and which I am convinced will result in a wonderfully improved Christian life. Number one, get thoroughly dissatisfied with yourself. And may I add, only God can help you do that through the power of His Holy Spirit. Complacency is the deadly enemy of spiritual progress. The contented soul is the stagnant soul. Are you there? When speaking of earthly goods, Paul could say, I have learned to be content. But when referring to his spiritual life, he testified, I press on toward the mark or the goal. Amen, somebody. Number two, set your face like a flint toward a sweeping transformation of your life. Timid experimenters are tagged for failure before they start. We must throw our whole soul into our desire for God. By the way, the great Dr. Piper has a ministry called Desiring God. That's deeper than what you think. But God has blessed that ministry and has used that ministry to bless many, many people. Desiring God, are you there? Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Amen, somebody. That's just a little taste. That's part one. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your love. Thank you for giving us, after saving us, the ability to love you back, to trust you, to fear you, to reverence you, to obey you, and to be faithful to you. And Holy Father God, we pray that you'll help those of us who are complacent to get dissatisfied with where we are. And Holy Father God, help us to fix our face like a flint, and to get on point and to get on purpose and to do your will and not ours. For your glory, praise, and honor, by the power of your Holy Spirit and by the power of your Holy Word. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And Lord, we pray that you'll save that soul that's near as hell. Amen. Now, beloved, before I leave you today, if you happened upon us, I assure you that it is no accident that you're here on the internet highway stopping by to visit us. If you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, Jesus said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." The Bible also says in Romans 10:9-13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call, pardon me, but the Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can believe that. So, dear friend, if you want to be saved from sin and hell this morning and have a new life in Christ, just believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible says, and you shalt be saved. It's very simple. There's nothing hard about it. It was very hard for God and for his only Son, Jesus Christ. They paid the sin debt for you. All you have to do is believe. Believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, that he shed his blood on the cross for your sins as the Lamb of God who took away your sins and my sins and everybody else's sins, and all we have to do is believe in him. Believe on him. Trust him. And we can be saved. And if God can save me, trust me, he can save you. I don't care what you have done. So believe on him today. And if you want to be saved and you're believing on Christ right now, pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. And I assure you that God will save your soul today and forever. Holy Father God, repeat after me phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner and that I deserve punishment and hell for my sins, according to your holy word, because I have broken your commandments. Please have mercy and grace upon me, a sinner. And please forgive me of all of my sins. As I now believe with all of my heart, that you sent Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, to take away my sins and the sins of the world, I believe with all of my heart that he died for me, was buried, and rose again. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change me from the inside out and help me to repent of my sins past and to follow you for the rest of my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, and for his sake, amen. Now, beloved, if you just trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you prayed that prayer with me and you meant it from your heart, I declare to you that based upon the Word of God, you are now saved from sin and hell, and you're on your way to heaven. Welcome to the family of God, dear friend. I want to congratulate you on doing the most important thing in life, and that is trusting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read my pamphlet, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. Until next time, my beloved, may the Lord bless you and keep you, is my prayer.